in turn, I'll turn it over to Mr. Wheatley. Write that.
And I in turn have a question for Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
As a matter of procedure in the future for other projects of this nature, I'd like to recommend that the applicant submit to us, to the commissioners, a copy of the originally approved plan as well as what they're proposing to change. So that's made available to all the commissioners.
I think that's a good idea, that they would submit both plans, and I think they should submit a written explanation as to why they're doing what they're doing.
I mean, I think that'll
why are they asking for what they're asking for? And that could probably save some time.
I think it would save time and perhaps some confusion.
Agreed. Excellent suggestion, as always.
Okay, our next item of other business is subdivision 2005-73, Landlock LLC, revised buffer, Paradise Lakes on Route 9.
When this application received preliminary approval, condition of approval 9 stated that there shall be a 60-foot forested buffer from all of the adjacent property boundaries and the tax ditch that exists on the property. The preliminary plan that was submitted for the hearing had a 50-foot forested buffer proposed. The engineering firm is requesting that the condition be revised to read that there will be a 50-foot wooded buffer from all adjacent boundary lines, except the boundary line inclusive of the tax ditch, which will have a 60-foot existing vegetative buffer. I provided each member a copy of the revised plan. If you recall, this was a cluster subdivision. Cluster subdivisions require a 20-foot buffer. They're requesting a 50-foot, except along the tax ditch, where it would still be a 60-foot vegetative buffer.
And all they have so far is preliminary approval?
That's correct.
So that's all they're asking for is just a change in that one item on the preliminary approval?
Correct.
And I know they offered the 60-foot. Do we know why now they're backing down to 50 feet?
There was, when we went through it last time, if I recall, there was some places where it said 60 and some places where it said 50 in the information they submitted. So I'm not sure that it was clear in the record whether it was 50 or 60. It did say 60 in a couple places, and that's what I think the approval was based on. In the book, I think it talked about, like in the executive summary, it talked about one number, and then someplace else it talked about another, and then the proposed conditions maybe was one of the two.
Mr. Chairman, if I may comment?
Yes, sir.
I think given that the 50-foot wooded buffer certainly is more than what is required and is still being proffered by the applicant, I think that certainly addresses our concerns, which is the impact on the adjoining neighbors, which was part of why we did the 50 or 60-foot originally was out of concern for those folks that did attend the public hearing and expressed concern about the impact on their privacy. And so I'm good with the suggested change in the approval number 9.
Okay. Is that a motion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2005-73, Landlock LLC, revised buffer, my motion is to amend the condition of approval number 9 to state that there will be a 50-foot wooded buffer from all adjacent boundary lines, except the boundary line inclusive of the attached ditch, which will have a 60-foot existing vegetative buffer.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the revised buffer at Paradise Lakes on Route 9 for subdivision 2005-73 Landlock LLC with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.